From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Ask what something in medical care costs, and you could easily come back with a half dozen answers. That's part of why WLRN and WUSF in Tampa are launching Price Check, a reporting project aimed at bringing clarity to the cost of healthcare in Florida. But first, WLRN's Sammy Mack explains just what we mean when we talk about healthcare costs.
If you want to get a sense of just how tangled up and squirrely healthcare pricing is, listen to how these Florida lawmakers talked about it at a bunch of different healthcare meetings on just one day in January.
Healthcare is the only place where the charge doesn't match what's collected.
I'm really thrilled at this growing realization that billed is one number, charged is another, collected is yet another, cost base is yet another. We're beginning to appreciate that these are all quite separate from one another.
People get confused about charges versus costs. So I'm not talking about charges. I'm not talking about what we bill the patients. What I'm talking about is what it really costs us to deliver that care. Does that make sense?
If it does not make sense to you, that's understandable. That was Representative Jason Broder, Dr. Carrie Pigman, also a state representative, and Dr. Vivian Lee, who was piped into the meeting from Utah. Remember, these are people who sit through healthcare committee meetings as a matter of course. They're kind of the state house experts on this stuff. So let's break down what price means in healthcare.
There's a cost, and the cost is the actual cost of providing the service.
Dr. Stephen Ullman is at the University of Miami's Business School. He heads up the Health Sector Management and Policy Department. And he says there's the cost to the hospitals or doctors or wherever you go to get your tests, that sort of thing. And that cost refers to what it takes to pay the electric bills and clean your operating room and pay the doctor and buy the cotton balls and all that overhead.
Then you have the charge master. And the charge master is the difference between what the cost is for the organization and essentially the list price. The charge master is the list price.
Got that? Charge master price is what the hospital bills you or the insurance company. Here's the catch. It's not necessarily even close to what they expect to be paid.
For a person who has no health insurance, they're going to pay full price, list price. And then in turn, you have negotiated prices. So if I have Aetna insurance or United or AvMed or Florida Blue or name your health insurance, the health insurance company has in turn negotiated a price lower than the list price.
So there's the cost to the hospital or the doctor or whoever. There's what they turn around and charge. And then there's the negotiated payment, which, by the way, those negotiated rates are kept secret behind non-disclosure agreements between insurers and providers. All of that leads to huge ranges in price for the patient, says Ullman. He's got a metaphor for it.
Let's say I want to get some Mugugai Pan. And Mugugai Pan, it runs at the takeout places I go to, about $10 for a large order. When you look at the price variation for something like ultrasound, with 47 providers, 47 Chinese restaurants, the range in price would be then equivalent to between $10 and $175 for Mugugai Pan, depending on where you went to. And that would be totally untenable in the Chinese takeout restaurant industry or almost any other industry you can think of. But in healthcare, this is common practice. This is what you see out there.
And that complex arrangement makes it really hard for patients to know what they'll end up paying. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
And joining me now in the studios is Sammy Mack. All right, Sammy, WLRN and WUSF are launching a new project, Price Check, to get some more transparency around healthcare costs. Tell us more about it.
Price Check is a tool that you'll be able to find on our website. It does two things. One, it lets you share your healthcare costs with us, the charges from the doctor, the hospital, what you paid, and if you have insurance, what your insurance paid. The second thing it does is it will let you see what other people paid. Think of it as crowdsourcing for healthcare prices.
Why are we doing this?
Well, as you just heard, healthcare costs are confusing. They're also often secret. So the information we hope to get from Price Check will give us a way to tell stories not just about what things really cost, but how that affects other areas of your life, like your benefits at work or your bottom line as a business or the policies that got us into this position in the first place.
Thanks, Sammy. We'll keep an ear out for those Price Check stories. You can find Price Check and Health News Florida stories at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.